Well, welcome back to Rising 365. I'm Mike Pena. It's happy to be with you this beautiful Saturday morning. Got college game day going on in the background. And today is an exciting day because my wife and daughters come back today this evening after they've been away for the past few days for the homeschooling conference while I stay back and I participate in Crane River Theater's The Outsiders. And it's been such an honor to be a part of this show. Looking onto the stage while the show was going on and just seeing everyone come together from 3.5 weeks ago, where actors from across the country and some local actors gathered together to bring to life this novel that still resonates so deeply in our communities, and positivity that when someone is willing to make the right choice for others, the change that can come. So if you're in the central Nebraska area, or if you're in Nebraska, come to Kearney, Nebraska tonight and tomorrow, and come enjoy an amazing show. Be encouraged. Walk away with, you know what, even though I may not feel worthy, I can still make the right choice to do the right thing and help others. That's what Outsiders is all about. It's a really deep show. And we're continuing our journey at looking at God's Word. And again, I'm going to say this probably every episode, so forgive me, because I want the listener to understand, especially if you're their first time, how we are approaching these chapters of the Bible. Because when I'm not being a full, I'm always on mission to share the gospel, but when I'm doing my other line of work that takes me into hospitals, into corrections facilities, into hotel rooms and traveling, a Bible is readily available there. And I often see people pick it up and skim through the pages. So we're looking at God's Word as someone who has no background in Christianity. They understand and they're familiar. Okay, I've heard about the Bible. What is inside this that people are willing to literally die for? Is there something in it for me as a first-time reader? And that's how we're approaching this. So all my theologian friends and Bible scholars and pastors and Christians out there, this is the mindset we're taking as we go chapter by chapter. Because I want the first-time reader to fall in love with it, to find encouragement, and to continue reading it. And then by the time they get through the whole thing, they could be like, wow, these people went through so much and God showed so much love to them. And I can see how I'm going through similar things and he's showing his love and faithfulness to me. And ultimately, I want them to see the love of Jesus Christ for them when we get into the New Testament. But we're still in the Old Testament. We are jumping into Genesis chapter 11, a popular one. It's called the Tower of Babel, or Babel, depending on where you're from. So let's read it. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down there, confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. Shem's descendants. These are the generations of Shem. When Shem was 100 years old, he fathered Arshadad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he fathered Arshadad 500 years. He had other sons and daughters. When Arpachshad had lived 35 years, he'd fathered Shelah. And Arpachshad lived after he fathered Shelah 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he fathered Eber. And Shelah lived after he fathered Eber 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he'd fathered Peleg. And Eber lived after he fathered Peleg 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he fathered Reu. And Peleg lived after he fathered Reu 209 years, and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he fathered Serug. And Reu lived after he fathered Serug 207 years, and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he fathered Nahor. And Serug lived after he fathered Nahor 200 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Nahor lived 29 years, he fathered Terah. And Nahor lived after he fathered Terah 119 years, and he had other sons and daughters. When Arah had lived 70 years, he fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Terah's descendants. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Naran. Had Naran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah, in the land of his kindred, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took wives, and the name of Abram's wife was Sarai. And now, in the name of Nora's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran. The father of Milcah was Ishka. Now Sarai was barren. She had no children. Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years. Then Terah died in Haran. All right, Genesis chapter 11. We see for a first-time reader, what kind of encouragement can we take from it? We're going to kind of skip over the beginning part. We see descendants again of Shem and Terah's. And it's just that encouragement, if you listened to Genesis chapter 10, that it's important to understand where you come from, your lineage, what kind of family background is behind you, so you can continue to take the positive legacy that you live in and bring more light into it. Or if there's any negative parts of your family from your past, you can stop that with you. The worst thing we could do as parents is pass on negative traits to our kids, and they pass it on to their kids. You and I have the opportunity to begin a life after us that is full of joy and hope and peace and encouragement. That's all if we understand where we come from. So we're going to go back to the beginning of Genesis chapter 11, and we see, where are you as a first-time reader going to find encouragement? Where can you find encouragement in this chapter? So at the beginning of it, you see that The earth is full of these people and they have one language. And it's amazing when we can understand each other clearly what is possible. And since this people group had all the same language, they were able to figure out how to build something in their community amazing. And they worked together and they started building a tower, it says, that could reach to the top of the heavens. But the reason they were doing this is the sobering part of Genesis chapter 11. It was to make a name for themselves. They were doing it for their own pride. They were doing it so people could look at them and say, hey, look how great these people are. And that's where the rubber meets the road with God. He wants us to do amazing things. In the beginning of Genesis, he wants us to be fruitful and to multiply, to be prosperous. And he wants us to do it to glorify him, for he is worthy of our best work. I don't want to give our best work to just build ourselves up. God wants us to use the abilities that we have in order to glorify him, to better the lives of others around us, so they can say, why are you doing this for me? And you can say, because God has given me this ability to bless you, so you could see the goodness of God. You may read this portion of Genesis chapter 11 like, man, God, you're kind of not fair. The Lord isn't fair here. People were doing, they weren't killing each other. They were working together. Why did you go down and make life so difficult? It's because eventually, if we build a tower underneath the single leg of our own pride, it's going to topple over. Our pride will get so big and our heads will be so full, we won't be able to stand. And we can understand that if you're in business or any type of environment where you're working as a team, and those who start working to only fulfill their own pride, communicating with them becomes very difficult because they've taken their eyes off the reason for the purpose of the business they started. Maybe they started a business or a nonprofit or community outreach to help their community, to provide a need that they saw, so they started this organization to help meet that need. But then people started looking at them like, oh, look how great that organization is, look how great that person is in that organization, all that they're doing. And they love the feeling of being looked at. So it builds their pride over, and eventually they're willing to do anything and everything to keep their pride bucket full, their pride balloon inflated. And eventually it all overflows, and the pride balloon bursts because they lose sight of what they originally set out to do. And so often everything comes crumbling down. So the encouragement I want, and I believe the first time you can take in Genesis chapter 11, is it is okay to go out and strive to do great things, but not for your own namesake. It should be to glorify God, to build him up. Point, whatever success you may gain and you set out to do, you can say, the reason I am able to do this is that God has blessed it. He has been a part of every decision that has gone into making this organization be what it is to be, making your life and your family be what it is to be, because of his goodness. So I hope you can see that, because it's a sobering warning here and a question you can walk away with. Is what I am doing to build up my own pride and feel good about myself, or is it to glorify the Lord? Well, that's it. I hope this Saturday is something you are looking forward to, that you earmark some time to spend it with people you love. Maybe you've earmarked some time to embark in something new. Maybe it's a new project you want to learn. Maybe you've earmarked some time to reconnect with a friend you haven't connected with. Maybe it's time for you to open God's word and see what there is for you, what he has for you inside of there. So enjoy your Saturday. I know I'm going to. We've got two shows today. We've got the matinee, and then we've got our normal evening show in Kearney, Nebraska for the Outsiders. And then when I come home, my amazing family will be here. They'll probably be asleep. It'll be late, and then I know they'll be tired. But lastly, if you are in the central Nebraska area, I wanted to invite you to join us for church tomorrow in Minden, Nebraska, as I get the opportunity to teach there almost on a regular basis, once a month. And we are going to look at Genesis chapter 18. Service starts at 9:30 in the morning, and this is the Minden First Christian Church in Minden, Nebraska. Come at 9 and fellowship and have some coffee, and then we'll start seeing God's encouraging word in Genesis chapter 18. Well, happy Saturday, everyone. I'm Mike Pena. This is Rising 365. If you've got questions about anything, if there's any way I can serve you, just reach out, ask your question. I love to be there for you, bring you some encouragement, your church, your youth group, your conference, whatever may be needed. We've got one purpose, and that's to glorify Jesus, speak about Jesus, to encourage people to open his word, and to say, hey, have you ever considered a life dedicated to Jesus Christ? Well, again, enjoy your Saturday, your weekend. And remember, Rising 365 is all about a choice. May you see your life has purpose. And as always, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he shine his face upon you on this day and bring you grace. Until next time, take care, everyone. Love you.